I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Good to have you here on this Monday, first day of the Republican National Convention. Our team is there to cover it in Cleveland, and they'll also be catching the Democrats' convention in Philadelphia next week. Today for the GOP in Cleveland, the theme is security, and as luck would have it, that theme runs through our show today. We're thinking of the three law enforcement officers killed in Baton Rouge this weekend. We're also thinking of the attack in Nice last Thursday and the difference between being politically radicalized versus mentally unstable in search of a radical excuse. But first to Cleveland and the world's Leo Hornack. He's usually based in London for us, but for the next couple of weeks, he's giving us his outsider's perspective on both conventions. So, Leo, a day that security is front and center as the talking point there. How's the killing of those police officers in Baton Rouge affecting the conversations and the mood there?
It's had a huge effect, Marco. I mean, almost to the extent, I would say, of overshadowing the convention itself. And this morning, I went to an event for a group called Bikers for Trump. Their idea is something called backing the badge. And the idea there is that somehow in this era, the police are vulnerable and they need protecting. And these bikers have, well, really appointed themselves as protectors. And I spoke to one guy called Mark Hoffman. He has a pickup truck which has the words Trump written in huge kind of 3-foot-high letters on the front. And he explained to me why he sees it's important for him to be there, him and the other bikers to be there.
We're here to protect Trump from these protesters, and we're definitely here to support the police officers that are being hunted down by these thugs. And me, I'm carrying. All my friends are carrying. There's going to be tons of people here carrying guns and protecting ourselves, and we will protect ourselves and the police.
That is pretty stark, Leo. Just first, you as a reporter from the UK, what was it like to hear that brazen attitude about guns, you know, full-on use of the Second Amendment in a public place?
I'm used to the idea that the police provide protection. And here, there was a sense among these bikers that a huge kind of change had happened, that somehow the police were now at risk in a new way as a result of what had happened, and that somehow they needed the protection of ordinary citizens. And I think what was also really struck me was the emphasis on Black Lives Matter as a movement. Everyone I spoke to was talking about Black Lives Matter more than they were talking about Trump. There was a perception there that somehow the Black Lives Matter movement was complicit in the killings. And there was an idea that this complicity needed to be somehow guarded against.
So the Bikers for Trump protest sounds as if it's as much against other protesters as it was for Trump.
I think that's fair. And you know, I put it to many of the people I met at that rally that the aims of the Black Lives Matter movement and Bikers for Trump, in some ways, they have some overlap. I mean, they're both about upholding the idea of fairness in law, about peaceful protest, and a belief that protest is going to be something that can change things for the better. But, well, no one really buying my theory that there is some overlap.
Probably not. I can understand why. What struck you about the mood in Cleveland on this first day of the convention, Leo?
It's quite a strange mood. I mean, I think, and that's not just because of what's happened in the tragedies of the last few weeks. As you walk down the streets in downtown Cleveland, you get a sense that everyone is broadcasting to you in one way or another. The hotel I'm in right now, as I walked into it, a truck drove past me blaring out speeches from Ronald Reagan. And then as that turned the corner, I passed a guy wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. And a few steps further on, there's a guy in a Trump Make America Great Again baseball cap. So there's this kind of sense that everyone is desperate to get a message out. But none of them, first of all, are really talking to each other. And the one thing that's really striking is that the one message I haven't seen so far is anyone wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt or a cap or speech. There's a huge amount of passion here, but I haven't seen great passion for Hillary Clinton so far.
The world's Leo Hornack in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Thank you for your time today, Leo.
Thanks very much, Marco.
By the way, all this week, we're asking convention goers what it means to them to be an American. To see their first answers from the men and women at today's Bikers for Trump rally, follow us on Instagram. Just look for The World.